Christmas, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again because a vision softly creeping, let me see while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone through narrow streets of cobblestones, beneath the halo of a street lamp I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light, split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the lake of light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one there disturbed the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silence raindrops fell and echoed in the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out his warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, and whispers. Sound of silence.
Still play ball. All they can publicize is the racism. Amelia represents the administration of informed nations, but ain't nobody talking about that. Amelia is a product of the Ministry of Information, but ain't nobody talking about that. It's like them talking about Mario Savio without mentioning the time he spent in Mississippi or the declarations of Elder Leroy when he was talking about those Mickey Mouse motherfuckers. Try to get the whole story, okay?
Well, Buffalo.
Jamal tells him to be set free in 40 days.
Oh, yeah.
Take this party to the Port of
Oakland. We got one home.
And why would anybody always interfere when I'm talking about a strike? That's the only power we got. Otherwise, all we're doing is talking and not really walking. You know what?
Shut the fuck up. Oh, okay. Long enough.
Either set him free or start talking about
him. We're going after you, but you're going to get
Facebook Live, YouTube, and Twitter.
Facebook, Instagram it. You know what I mean? We got to take advantage of this technology. Because UAP News said that the people's will is greater than the man's technology, right? The will of the people is greater than man's technology. However, we still got to utilize that technology for ourselves. So let's go ahead and document this historic moment. We're making history, taking history, and taking history. What's the goal?
Free them all.
Free them all. Free them all. Who's your ball?
Trial. 32 constitutional violations. For instance, they took Mumia out of the courtroom during his trial, a death penalty trial. They took him out of the courtroom. Oh, yeah. They ran all the damn blacks off the damn jury. Oh, yeah. I could go on, but time is, you know, is not our friend right now. Just understand. So who did he go in front of for his first petition? Albert Sabo. Guess what? Petition denied. While this frame-up was in progress, a man named Ronald D. Castile was the assistant DA. They were all involved in this frame-up. They called more than 100 witnesses to frame up Mumia. 100 witnesses, okay? Now, just stay with me a minute and understand this, because you can't understand it. This is why we have this opening. Winds up this pig. That says the word, pig. Ronald D. Castile, the prosecutor, went on to be the chief justice for the Supreme Court in the state of Pennsylvania. So for instance, when Terry, how did I know for a fact, that Sabo had called me a nigger? I'll tell you how. As soon as Terry Moore Carter heard that, she didn't just run impulsively, because she knew they'd have fired her ass if she had went public with that. So she laid low. She laid low and she retired. Got the paperwork straight, got a little check. Then she came to the defense. She came to us and said, this is what happened. We filed papers. Now stop and think about it. How did you have a fair trial when the judge called the defendant a nigger? Think about it. Petition denied. I said, what's going on? How could anybody deny this man a new trial when that was what came out of the judge's mouth? We didn't know, but they was all in cahoots. We didn't know this. We know now. We know now, and now there's been a change because of the Supreme Court decision. Understand, everything we filed to help Mumia, everything, petition denied. They didn't even write a reason. They just wrote, petition denied. And then, of course, Crime Bill Clinton came up with his Effective Death Penalty Act in 1998, and that closed us off. That's why our brother is still in prison. He never had a chance, given that cabal in Pennsylvania. And now we have a chance. We know we can win. How do I know we can win? When that pig, Tom Ridge signed his death penalty in 1995. What happened? We rose up everywhere, all over the world. People said, hands off Mumia. We saved the hand of the executioner. We saved his life. Yes, we did. Okay? Now, we went on. Finally, he got taken off the death row, but now there's no possibility of parole. He's still alive. While his health is in question, he's still alive. This can't be done. The fact that the man that we actually want to give it up to the Black Liberation Orchestra. That we actually have a statement from other people. Want to give it up to the Black Liberation Orchestra. Let's do a share with them one time. We're going brick by brick, wall by wall. We're going bring Mumia, Abu, Jamal, brick by brick. We're going to free Mumia, Abu, Jamal, brick by brick. We're going to free Mumia, Abu, Jamal, brick by brick. Free Mumia, Abu, Jamal, brick by brick. Free Mumia, Abu, Jamal. Right on, free them all. And I want to just say what Brother JL said was very important, you know, put it in the context of the struggle. Because we go back to 1995 to when former Governor Tom Ridge of Pennsylvania signed the execution order. Many of us were involved with the struggle, and we give thanks to everybody for the international family, concerned friends of Mumia Abu-Jamal. Myself, I was about 15 years old when that happened, and we were out in the streets, you know what I mean? Mumia Abu-Jamal, his case is the case that politicized a lot of us young people, this new generation, you see us rise up.
he's been educated by Mumia and tuning in to his radio updates and stuff like that. So it's very critical that we stay on it, you know? And not just Mumia, but countless political prisoners. We have had a few victories over the past couple of years in terms of some of our political prisoners and prisoners of war being returned home to us, including Sekou Odinga. So make sure to go to Sekou Odinga, you know what I mean? Just the other day, Brother Malik Shakur from the New York Black Panther Party was released, unleashed, you know what I mean? And so we want to keep this momentum up. We want to free Iman Jamil Alameen, formerly H. Rap Brown, all right? We want to free Sunni Ali Akoli, you know what I mean? Free Dr. Batulu Sakura, who was actually supposed to be free. Dr. Batulu Sakura was actually, his whole time was done, and when his day for release was set, they denied him that. So we got to understand that we have to keep the momentum up, we have to keep the pressure up, whether it's an Obama administration, Trump administration, whatever it is. We're going to have to keep the pressure up on a grassroots level. So much love to the workers and the ILWU and everyone coming together and continuing the struggle to free Mumia Abdul-Jabbar, to free all political prisoners. Right on. All right. So speaking of the ILWU, I want to bring up Brother Derek Mohammed, who is the local 10 secretary and treasurer. As we know, they've been very critical in the struggle to save Mumia and to free Mumia. So make some noise. Free Mumia Abdul-Jabbar.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. How are you? My name is Derek Mohammed. I represent the International Longshore Warehouse Union, Local 10. It is an honor to be before you to bring to you greetings of solidarity, greetings of struggle, greetings of peace, brothers and sisters of Local 10. We stand in support and solidarity to free our brothers from prison. I'm looking at this sign here, no execution. By medical neglect, free Mumia Abdul-Jabbar. Most recently, Local 10 has taken a position on that. And if you don't mind, I'd like to read the letter that we sent to the governor of Pennsylvania as it relates to the denial of treatment for our brother. February 1st, 2016, Governor Tom Wolf. Dear Governor Tom Wolf, for over 80 years, our motto has been, an injury to one is an injury to all. To this end, the International Longshore and Warehouse Union Local 10 decries the ill treatment of Mumia Abdul-Jabbar as it relates to his current medical care. We respectfully request that you do everything within your power to ensure that Mr. Jabbar is provided with the immediate treatment of the drug Harmonium, or its equivalent for the deadly hepatitis C virus that he has been diagnosed with. We believe that failing to provide adequate medical care is effectively a denial of Mr. Jamal's Eighth Amendment right against cruel and unusual punishment and an imposition of a death sentence without due process. We believe that it is also a denial of a basic human right. Time to act is of the essence. We have read several reports that indicate Mr. Jamal's health is rapidly diminishing as a result of the denial of treatment. To allow him to suffer unnecessarily is unadulterated barbarism. In a civilized society, this should not be. We trust that you are a person of integrity who will apply the standard of fairness to all, even to those who languish in the prisons of Pennsylvania. In closing, Mr. Jamal's health and well-being is of great importance to hundreds of thousands worldwide. We join our voice with theirs and implore you to direct the much-needed resources to remedy Mr. Jamal's condition. There. Yeah. Brothers and sisters, I don't have a whole lot to say other than we are with you, we are with our brother, and we continue to stand in solidarity. Bring it home. Thank you for listening. And I have some of these letters I'd like to circulate to you all here. Will you join me for the 25th?
25,000 people down the streets of San Francisco in 1999 to demand freedom for Mumia Abu-Jamal. It goes like this. An injury to one is an injury to all. Free Mumia Abu-Jamal. An injury to one is an injury to all. Free Mumia Abu-Jamal. An injury to one is an injury to all. Free Mumia Abu-Jamal. Thank you.
Right on. So as we gather here in Oakland, we remember what's going down in Standing Rock, North Dakota, okay? Mumia Abu-Jamal has spoken about this, he's written about this, he's informed us about that. We've had coalitions from here in Oakland that go out to Standing Rock in solidarity and be water protectors. And we know what's happened recently with the supposed government easement on the Dakota Access Pipeline. However, we are being very vigilant and aware that every single treaty the government has made with the indigenous people of this so-called country has been violated. So when they say that they're not going to build a pipeline, we have to question that, right? Right on. And so we are blessed right now and to have a brother who was actually out there in Standing Rock serving as a water protector. And who can tell me the name of the indigenous people of this land, Oakland? Ohlone, right? We are standing on occupied Ohlone territory. So I'm very happy and humbled to bring up Brother Michael Sandoval from the Ohlone Nation, also the Costa Doan Esselé Nation, and he's just back from Standing Rock, so show him some love. Right on.
Construction of the pipeline. They need Arctic gear. It is
it's a blizzard out there right now. Cars are driving off the road. So what they need Arctic gear, they need canvas tents, they need TVs, they need yurts, any kind of donations to get them to survive and stay warm during this harsh winter. Anything will help. They need plywood if they're able to go out there. Anything to build temporary housing. So again, I appreciate you all allowing me to come out here and represent as a water protector. And again, Free Mumia Abu-Jamal, Mini Machoni, water is life.
When I say stand with, you say stand and rock. Stand with, stand with. When I say no, you say capo, no, no. When I say water in, you say life, water in, water in. When I say free, you say Maria, free, free. Right on, right on. The struggle is all connected. We say a loop will continue. The struggle continues. As we talk about Brother Mumia Abu-Jamal, we do not forget other political prisoners such as Oscar Lopez Rivera. You know what I mean? So free Oscar. Real talk. We also don't forget from the Lakota Nation, Brother Leonard Peltier, a very important political prisoner. You know, so we say free Leonard. What's the call? Free them all. Right on, right on. That's black, brown, and red solidarity. That's indigenous African solidarity. That is the struggle that's been going on in this country for 500 years. We are still decolonizing, y'all. Still decolonizing. Yeah. So next up, I want to bring up Carol Sellison. Thank you. From the Labor Action Committee, the Free Mumia, and also from the Defense Committee for Kevin Cooper, another political prisoner that is on death row. Free Kevin Cooper. Free Mumia, what's the call? Free them all. Right on.
Mumia Abu-Jamal is an innocent man. Like many others, he was shot by a cop on the street. He was framed and sent to death row. Now he's on slow death row, with a sentence of life without parole, a very American form of torture. He's there because he was targeted and framed by the FBI and racist cops, prosecutors, and courts. Somehow, through 35 years of intense torture, he continues as a journalist to be an intellectual leader of resistance to the U.S. Empire. Young artists of Oakland have just been the victims of how this empire works locally. A completely preventable disaster that killed 36 people is the product of greedy landlords, acquisition of wealth by any means, and the protection of this profiteering from housing by city government. The same kinds of city, state, and federal institutions, whether they are run by conservative Republicans or so-called progressive Democrats, from fire department inspectors to housing inspectors to prison administrators to parole boards, administer a system, capitalism, for the profits of the less than 1%. And that system of oppression and inequality that rules for the wealthy, rules this society for the wealthy, means that working class people do not have the right to freedom from torture and prison, and cannot exercise their rights to safe housing, to clean water, and to be free of a toxic environment of lead-filled water, particulate-filled air, pesticide-laden soil, nuclear waste, and war. And prisoners do not have the right to treatment for curable diseases, although a Pennsylvania judge ruled that such denial of health care constitutes cruel and unusual punishment. Despite this ruling, Pennsylvania still does not provide proven effective treatment controlled by the state. No, Rogers has nothing to do with such conditions. It has nothing to do with the preventable fire deaths in Oakland. Unless you consider capitalist oppression, a system based on profiteering, to be logical. In other words, the struggle for a safe, healthy, peaceful, and free human existence are all related, because the enemy of all these conditions is the capitalist system. The Labor Action Committee to Free Mumia Abu-Jamal works to organize working people to join the struggle to free our innocent brother from prison. Mumia is innocent of the crime he was convicted of, and by a racist judge and a jury that purposely excluded black people. At every level of this case, a corrupt and racist system prevails. So that the evidence of his...
Free Mumia! Free Mumia! All right, and just to let y'all know, the action is going to take the next phase pretty soon. We're going to be marching all the way down to OPD. So everyone, if you get a little closer for our last couple speakers, and then we're going to get ready to march. The Black Liberation Orchestra has agreed to march with us as well. So they'll be joining us, and we'll get that energy going, all right?
And we got a free Mumia Abu-Jamal. And one thing that's very important about Brother Mumia is he often connects us to what's going on internationally. And one dynamic international situation that is constant. Hey, orchestra, could y'all stop for a second though? Thank you. When we march, we're gonna need y'all for sure. Just really quickly, the island of Haiti, the nation, the first independent African Republic of the West, is a very, very important situation, right? Because as we've seen recently with the devastating earthquakes that's happened, as well as the different storms that have hit, there's a lot of exploitation that happens to Haiti. And all of this is as a result of imperialism. It's a result of the system of capitalism basically punishing the descendants of the Africans who liberated themselves from Haiti in 1804. We talk about Thessalines, you know what I mean? So with that being said, we want to connect the struggle, because Mumia reminds us that the struggle is international. As a revolutionary journalist, he's constantly connecting the dots between what's going on here in Babylon, the belly of the beast, America, to all the way to Haiti, to Africa, to all over the world, all right? So we got a very important speaker, Brother Pierre Lafoussier from the Haiti Action Committee, who is always on the front line to let us know what's really happening in Haiti, so we don't fall for the red cross and these different corporate agendas that reroute the people's goodwill to help the people of Haiti, and we want to make sure they reach the grassroots to the real people of Haiti. So make some noise for Brother Pierre Lafoussier. Right on, Pierre.
Brothers and sisters, I'm not going to hold you long, because we have to march for Mumia, we have to march for his freedom, we have to let the whole community of Oakland and the world know that this brother is innocent, he needs to be out of jail, and they are killing him slowly in the jail by denying him the treatment that he needs for the hepatitis C. I want to bring you, I'm bringing you the solidarity greetings from our sisters and brothers in Haiti. Mumi has always been there for the people of Haiti. During the two coup d'etats that took place, the brother has written from his jail cell. He has given powerful commentaries in solidarity with the people of Haiti and has educated many people about it. He's always stood up for everybody who's in struggle, always putting himself last. And this is tremendous. This is what Che Guevara talks about when he says the revolutionary is motivated by great feelings of love. And this is Mumia. Mumia doesn't look at himself in his own little, in his own condition, selfishly. He looks at the whole world and he connects his struggles to the struggles of people of the world. I want to tell you that in Haiti today, this is the 19th day since the election that was stolen in Haiti, and the people are in the streets and are saying no more. They won't accept another stolen election. They will continue being in the streets. They will continue challenging the system. and Mumia and the police in Haiti are brutalizing the people, lobbing tear gas into the community at 1 in the morning, including a community of poor people, lobbing tear gas into the community. 3 babies were killed as a result. And I know Brother Mumia would have been on the front line denouncing this if he were in Haiti. So we stand with our brother. We want him to be freed from jail. We want him healthy so his friends can continue to expose the cruelty, the racism, and the exploitative nature of these 6 sisters. So we need to free our dear brother, and we send him our very best. All power to the people. Free Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Free Mumia!
Right on. So we're going to get ready to do this march. We have one more speaker. And I just want to say really quickly, I was in Philadelphia last year and I was with Sister Pan Africa, Sister Remote Africa, and the Moon. So we don't forget the Moon 9 and what happened on May 13th, 1984, when the government and the city of Philadelphia dropped a bomb on on the Moon members and destroyed the entire city block. And Mumia was one of the key people that was speaking about what was going on with the Move organization. So we say free Mumia, free to Move Now, free of bombs, right on. That's why I keep this quick, let it peace, and then I'm going to bring my brother up. So, as I said, this is 35 years ago. So on December 9th, 1981 was when Mumia was first set up. So the whole time I've been alive, Mumia's been inside, trapped on death row behind enemy lines. Remember, the crime convicted ain't always been committed. Evidence gets hidden. Judge and jury stay tripping. Paid by the government to keep the public ignorant. In a Babylon law, it's guilty till you're innocent. And who's an immigrant? We live in an indigenous burial ground. And right now, the truth is a stereo sound. So what goes up, it must come down. And what goes out comes back around. That's why we're bound to make a change. Still breaking them chains from way back in the day. So right now, we say, free Mumia. Free Mumia, that's right. All right, so our last speaker is very important, and we are going to have some more speakers as we march, okay? But our last speaker is from the original Black Panther Party, all right? And we know we're in Oakland, California, where Dr. Huey P. Newton established the Black Panther Party in October of 1966. We're on the 50th anniversary. And we know that Mumia was a member of the Ministry of Information for the Black Panther Party. So we're connected to struggle from 50 years ago to today. And my brother Bilal Bafundi Ali is on the front lines, one of the true Black Panther Party veterans that continue to struggle, that has taught a lot of us next generation about what really happened, so we don't get caught up in the romanticism of the party, but we see about the real work of serving the people, and that's what Brothers Bilal is about, that's what Mumia is about, so all power to the people.
I just want to begin with a shout out to our new fascist elect president, Donald Trump, and I just want to start out saying, fuck you, Donald Baby. Fuck you, Donald Baby. I call him Donald Trump, because that's all he is, a Trump. And his brand of fascism, I'm going to challenge that. I'm not depending on recounts and all that kind of shit. I challenge Donald Trump right here. I challenge him. He wants to bring guns, I bring a gun. If you want to bring knives, I'll bring the knives. If you want to bring marshmallow, I'll beat his fucking ass to death with a bag of marshmallows. Fuck you, Donald, baby.
So anyway, I want to me and Mumia are two moms. They shared some history. He was a political prisoner. He's still a political prisoner. And I was a political prisoner. I did 6 years defending Nelson Mandela's opponents against the Cusados, the imaginary Cuban exiles. And Los Angeles, and I was there like 6 years. Mumia Abu-Jamal, along with the other political prisoners we mentioned today, when we talk about them, we got to understand why we need to be out here struggling for them. We can't have one struggle down the street and another struggle around the corner, one issue there, and neglect our political prisoners, because they are the ones who have sacrificed, who laid it down for us so that we can be here today. We are standing on their shoulders. So you cannot have a real liberation movement in this country, a real struggle for self-determination and freedom and independence without acknowledging them and not being involved in that struggle.
to free all our political prisoners. So I want people to understand that connect. It's all connected. We're all fighting fascism. For me, like myself, we're very young when we joined the Panther Party 15, 16 years. Organization, mass organization. They used to tell us in the Black Panther Party, it's not a matter that we're outgunned, we're fucking out organized. So I'm telling people, you need to get organized, 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 or die. So free Mumia.
Free Mumia.
Free the man of South here.
Yeah.
Free Jaleel Mustakeen.
Yeah.
Free Matulu Mashakur.
Yeah.
And most importantly, free your mind so your ass will follow. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tom. So with this, we're gonna, what are we going to do?
Go.
Rick, Rick, Rick.
Taking over the government. Thank you.
Thank you. One.
Coalition for providing the song for the rally as well. And while we're announcing things going on related to January 20th, I wanted to announce that the Anti-Police Terror Project is doing 120 hours of direct action, starting with Martin Luther King Day. There's going to be a march starting at Oscar Grant Plaza, and 120 hours of direct action leading up to and including the January 20th, the counter-inaugural. So there's going to be lots of activities coming up to tune into and to show our distaste for the incoming regime. So with that, I'm going to introduce Moises from the Freedom Socialist Party.
Thank you, Tola, and thank you to everyone for this rally. I, like several of you, I'm sure I just got out of work. I won't say where I work. I got coworkers up here. Anyway, I've got a union as well. I'll just say the number, Local 21, a 30-year construction inspector. And one of the things that I talked to my coworkers about, several of whom are like in their, you know, late, mid-30s, when I said to my coworker, Bert, coming out here, I said, hey, I'm going to go to this rally, Bafumia, similar to Leonard. And the first reaction was, oh, do we do that still? I said, first of all, it's not we. It's the government and it's capitalism. So to add to what everyone has said, of course, we are very proud to be here, along with everyone else, to say that we still need to get Mumia and all political prisoners out, and not when they've got health issues that are so dire that when they come out, they die. Like whether it's Marilyn Bachar or anyone else. Thank goodness Lynn Stewart is still with us. But in any case, the main point here is that Trump is giving us a message, and the message is Wall Street is coming down hard. And so therefore, California and the rest of the country that's suffering, whether it's the so-called red state or so-called blue state, is it's time to get organized, and it's time to fight back, and it's time to name the system, which is capitalism, with respect and free speech here. So, you know, it's basically the capitalist system that we need to get rid of. As workers, we need this very, very badly, along with everyone else. And thank you again. Let's fight.
Free Mumia!
Free Mumia!
Free them all! Okay, I'm going to introduce Kyle McCoy. He's been very busy organizing amongst the youth at Cal BSU and some other places. So, Kyle McCoy.
Yes, I would just like to say that I'm going to be representing Cal BSU today, and unfortunately they are they had to go to BHS because something happened at BHS, still not knowing what the incident was, but hopefully we'll find out soon. Just to make a statement in stating that most definitely, we need to organize, we need to go together to free Mumia, Jamal, and all political prisoners. We have a family member of Mumia Abu-Jamal that is with, that's not with us tonight, but he was supposed to be with us, but he, something in this thing happened, in the sense that he wasn't able to be here, emergency happened. So please pray for the family, pray for everyone else that is with us today.
A new verse about Mumia. In the summer of freedom, in old Mississippi, Andrew, Mickey, and James, down a hot country road to the old Church of Zion, all they found was embers and flames. Seesaw the highway, surrounded by the mob, you could smell magnolia and the kudzu vine. Shot dead by the Klan in the swamps of Neshoba, their memory remains in my mind. Fred Hampton walked the streets of Chicago, showing folks they had the power. The police gunned him down in his sleep in Chicago, in the midnight hour. He had an undying love for the people, fought on the very front line. Fred Hampton died. died in the arms of his comrades. His memory is alive in my mind. Rachel Corey stood in the shadow of the house. She said, don't you bulldoze it down. It belongs to them, generations of farmers in a small Palestinian town. She had an undying love for the people fought on the very front line. Rachel died defending the land and the village. Her memory is alive in my mind. Like Malcolm and Martin, these brave young soldiers cut down in the prime of their lives. They never looked back. They made their choice to stand with the people and fight. They had an undying love for the people. They fought on the very front line. They lived for me, and they lived for you. Their memory remains on our minds.
And here's the one about Mamiya, who is still alive, thank God. We're going to keep him alive and get him out.
In the city of brotherly love lived a panther named Mumia Abu Jamal. He exposed the brutal police on the radio. Chief Rizzo didn't like it at all. He had enough, has an undying love for the people, blazing a revolutionary trail. They tried to kill him in the dark streets of Philly. They tried to kill him in jail. Thank you.
Okay, we got one last speaker. That's Judy Greenspan from Workers' World Party, and after she speaks, we're going to walk together a block away from here and then disperse together. Okay, so we'll direct you one block up afterwards. But Judy Greenspan from Workers' World Party. Sisters and brothers, I bring you greetings from Workers' World Party. Today, earlier today, thousands of people marched in Philadelphia to demand hepatitis C treatment for Mumia Abu-Jamal, as well as for all of the hundreds of thousands of prisoners in this country, and probably close to a million prisoners in this country have hepatitis C. Mumia has always been about everyone else but himself. He has been one of the most selfless revolutionary fighters in this country. But it's time for us to rally behind him, to demand his freedom, and to demand the freedom of all the political prisoners, particularly those who are aging, particularly those who have life-threatening illnesses, who are unfortunately at risk of death through medical neglect if we don't get them out. Mumia also, if he were here, would call upon us to redouble our efforts. This is the time when people who have not been in the streets for decades are going to have to dust off their marching shoes, dust off their striking shoes, and get in the streets. Because we are not going to fall to this right-wing attack. When Ronald Reagan was arrested, many people said, oh my gosh, fascism is here. And it took a long time to regenerate the movement. Since Trump has been elected, and even before, there have been massive demonstrations. And I'm sure as we're standing here, people are beginning and continuing to demonstrate against Trump, his message, his xenophobia, his racism, his anti-LGBTQI bigotry, his promise to deport millions of immigrants in this country, his promise to make Muslims sign up. And I hope we all do sign up if that happens, so that there's no way to track the Muslim community in this country. We need to redouble our efforts. And the thing that I want to end with is to say, workers. ancient arguments, it's time that we get together, because the ruling class is getting together around Trump. We need to unite with the working class and the oppressed community who never had a job, and dump Trump and dump this whole rotten capitalist system. The nail is the nail. We need to build socialism in this country so that we see it too. Thank you, Jenny. Okay, so we're officially wrapping this up now. Let's cheer for Mamiya here. Brick by brick. Whoa, we're going to break. Mamiya, above the law. Brick by brick. Wall by wall, we're going to free. Mamiya, Abu Jamal. Brick by brick. Wall by wall, we're going to free. Mamiya, Abu Jamal. Okay, everybody, we'd like you to all kind of walk up together and block before you disperse, just to keep everybody together in this. So just walk straight back up Broadway, and then, you know, just refrain from here and there. Thanks, everybody. Thanks to Black Liberation Orchestra. Thanks to Answer, to the Dove, and thanks to everybody for coming out. Thank you.
If I had to risk my life so I could have you.